Moon Bear by Jill Lewis. Read by Nigel Carrington. The First Storm. My grandfather and father were bee men. They could talk to bees. They understood them and their ways. On moonless nights, they would climb the smooth bark of the bee tree to collect wild honey. The bees told them everything. Where to hunt for wild game, when the forest fruits had ripened, and when the rains would come. Grandfather always told me that we could learn much from bees. On cool winter evenings, when the rain would funnel up from the valleys and spit and fizzle in the fire, I'd pull a blanket around me and sit close to him. "Tell me the story of Nam Peng," I'd say. Grandfather would smile. "Nam Peng? Who's he?" "Nam Peng, the bravest bee." "Pah," Grandfather would say. "He was only a small bee, hardly worth a mention." "Please, tell me," I'd beg. "Tell me the story of Nam Peng." Grandfather would wrap a betel nut in a leaf and chew it slowly. "Ah, well," he'd say. "Ah, well." I'd pull my knees up under my chin and stare into the fire and watch the flames leap and dance and tell the story too. "Long ago," Grandfather would begin, "when the world was bright and new, a great river came flowing down from the White Mountains. This river brought forests filled with tigers and elephants, moon bears and sun bears, clouded leopards and marbled cats, mouse deer and macaques and weaver birds, and..." Grandfather would take a deep breath.